Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Tuesday, August 24th, 2010. And on this episode of My Honey Wears Plaid, I have a special guest, and it's Sater69. Hi, Sater.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing good today. I'm hot and sweaty.
Hot and sweaty. Why are you hot and sweaty?
Because we're having our annual heat wave for 3 days here in Monterey, and it's 80 degrees, which I know is nothing compared to some other parts in the country, but to Monterey, it's a damn heat wave.
I was going to say, you call 80 degrees a heat wave?
That's a heat wave for us.
My. That's not a heat wave for us. And actually, right now, we're having the exact opposite. It was only like 75 degrees today here, which is like, that's like fall compared to, you know, our summer that we've had with 95 and 100 degree temperatures all summer. But anyway, were you doing anything to like make yourself sweaty, or was it just the heat?
It's it's just the heat.
I didn't mean anything sexual. You laugh like that was sexual.
Naughty. Maybe later, but not right now. No, it's just warm. I live on the third story, the top story of an apartment complex, so all the heat rises, so my apartment becomes like a little oven, and right now I'm a honey baked ham.
Yeah, and then your electricity bill goes outrageous because of you running the air conditioning. Do you like air conditioning?
What's that?
Oh, you do not even have air conditioning?
No, like I said, we only get about 3 days of hot temperatures here. I've got a fan going in the background.
Holy crap, there is no way. No way I could do that.
We're hardy stock here in California. Yeah, give me my granola.
Because I need, even at like 65 degrees, that's when I start needing air conditioning.
Nope, not here.
Yeah. Well, listen, even though you have been on many of our group shows, which I'm loving your participation in them, I don't know that listeners really know that much about you, because I know that you're planning on doing your own podcast, and I'm sure you would do an introductory podcast like that, but what are some things that people don't know about you that maybe we should know about you?
Let's see here. I am a stereotypical and yet bad gay man all at once.
Oh.
I'm an actor by trade.
Okay.
I perform in several of the local theaters here in the Monterey area. And then for money, I work.
Oh, we're having a Skype issue. Oh, have we already lost him?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, because you totally Skyped out there as soon as you said, and I'm a, and then you Skyped out.
This damn Skype thing, it hates me.
So you said by trade you're...
I work in hospitality at a local hotel.
Oh, excellent. Okay, very good. Now, you said that you're a bad gay man. What does that mean?
Well, I love hockey. I'm a huge hockey fan, and my house is a pigsty.
OMG. You're kidding.
Oh, no. It's. I live in a bachelor pad. I'm all by myself now. My last roommate moved out with his now girlfriend. So now I'm all by myself, and, you know, dishes pile up in the sink and the floor gets vacuumed maybe once a month. Now, I'm much more of a bachelor than I am a very good house-kept gay guy.
I'm really shocked by that, because almost all gay men that I know are very neat and clean.
They really are.
That's amazing.
They're shocked when they come over to my place.
I was going to say, do you have boyfriends very often if you're a messy person?
No, I don't.
Have you had a boyfriend in the past?
I haven't had a boyfriend for 6 years now. My last boyfriend committed suicide, and I just haven't jumped back in the pool since.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have asked that.
Oh, it's all right. I'm growing and getting over it.
Well, actually, now that you say that, I think you may have told us that on a group show one time.
I think I did one time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway... now that totally threw me off. I had another question. I can't think of what it was.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to bring you down.
No, that's all right. Oh, I know the question was this. How old are you?
Oh, you're evil.
No, because I'm 46, so you can't be older than me.
I'm 42.
Oh, that's nothing. You got 4 years.
In gay years, I'm dead. Come on.
Well, okay. Now, I have a question. Are you an Apple person or a PC person?
Yes.
So you like both?
I have a PC at home, uh-huh. but I love my iPhone with a passion.
Okay, so you do have an iPhone. It's not the 4, though. You have the 3GS, right?
I have the 3GS, yeah.
Okay. Do you participate in the guys with iPhones?
I have never submitted a picture, although on Twitter today, somebody said that they saw me on there. I'm like, what?
Okay, I'm going to totally send you this file because I saw the exact same picture.
No, you didn't.
Yes, and I'm going to send you because I thought, oh my God, that looks exactly like Seder 69. Okay, I'm going to send this picture to you, except in your little window there.
Here we go. Let's look at this.
Because when I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, that's Seder 69.
And I have never posted anything there.
The same hairstyle from the picture that I've seen before. It looks like you have a badge on from where you work in hospitality.
Oh, my God. That does sound like it could be me.
Look,
open file.
Look at the picture.
Oh, my God. It is me. What the hell?
Someone posted a picture of you?
They did. Holy crap.
Oh, my God. That is you. That's amazing.
Oh, I hope I'm getting good comments.
But the question is, who would get that? Did you send that picture to somebody?
Well, you know, I post them on Twitter all the time.
Oh, see, I don't see those very often.
I like showing up when I like my outfit at work, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look great in that picture. Oh, my.
Goodness gracious.
So somebody is posting that on Guys with iPhones and without your knowledge.
Without my knowledge.
Amazing.
Well, thank God it's nothing scandalous. And
oh, true, right. But just the fact that you're on that site that has other pictures that are scandalous might be a reaction to people who see that at work, right? I mean, if they were to see that?
If they were to, yeah. Oh, my God, look at some of these pictures.
I know. Have you not been to this site before?
Oh, I was months and months ago. I haven't been there lately.
Well, I have their feed on my Google Reader, so I get the new pictures every day.
How long ago was this? Do you know?
I'm actually scrolling down to try to see where that was. It was today. It was posted today because, oh, there it is. August 24th at 12:35 p.m. So this afternoon. And there's no comments. Interesting. So if those of you who are listening to this now are curious to see the picture, you have to go to Twitter or to Guys with iPhones.
My God, look, there is me.
Isn't that funny? Of course, you're surrounded by naked guys.
Yeah, of course I am.
Well, most of them are.
Hi, who are you? You need to come over to my place. Wow.
All right, enough of that now.
Okay, there's a cop on here. Okay, I don't feel so bad. There's a cop on here, so okay, say let me. Oh, well, okay, I'll get back with you after I look at this site for a bit longer. Yeah.
No, you need to bookmark that site and look at it later. But I'm glad that was you because I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, that is Seder 69. So
look
anyway.
At me, I'm an internet celebrity.
You are. And two people recognized you.
Yes.
Who was it on Twitter that recognized you?
Look really quick here. Get my Twitter feed up. 81 degrees. It went up a degree. Oh, God.
You'll be all right.
I'm pulling in anti-vir and I have a little iced tea here.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
It's Faye Driver.
Oh, okay. I was just listening to his Pink Wheelnuts podcast before we started.
Did you put a new one out lately?
Yes, I got it this afternoon.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll have something to listen to tonight.
So that's something else that you have an interest in. You like listening to podcasts.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
How long have you been listening?
You know, a little over a year now, I think. Maybe a little bit longer. I started listening to just a couple when I got my iPod, before I got my iPhone. And then I heard, how did I hear about Pride 48 last year? I forget how. But then I just started listening to so many once I heard my first Pride 48, Foul Monkeys, Pot is My Co-Pilot, Your Old Show, what else? Just so many. And then it starts the spiderweb effect. You hear one show, they talk about another show, so you go listen to that show, and then you go listen to another show. Like I listened to PNS Explosion, which led me to How Much Do We Love, which led me to Flat 29. So,
yeah, that's exactly what happens. That's like,
yeah, the podcasting world is amazing like that.
That's like when I was talking about Hat M's podcast called Angry Pantry. Somebody put in the comments, I didn't even pay attention to them, what was the URL? And luckily, Hat M put it in the comments for that show, which was last Thursday, 19th, yeah. AngryPantry.com. That's another one you can check out.
I listened to it actually last night, and it's having to be moved to my day podcast list.
Really? Why is that?
His voice is too relaxing.
It is very relaxing. That is true. It's kind of monotone.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And when I get a podcast like that, there's a couple others who I like, but I can't listen to them on my graveyard shift because they do just lull me and relax me. So like, okay, I like you, but you're a day. I'll listen to you during the day when I'm just sitting at home.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you have other favorites that you currently listen to? Like, do you listen?
That is such a dangerous question.
I know. I probably should not ask it. So you don't have to answer it.
I mean, because I don't want anyone to feel left out. But there are just so, and of course, you know, some of the podcasts that I really love, they never know about me. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I think Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a fantastic podcast. This American Life.
Oh, I like that one.
Radio Lab.
I'm not familiar with it.
Radio Lab's kind of like This American Life. It's an hour of stories being told.
And what was the first one? Wait, Wait, Don't.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's by NPR. Okay. National Public Radio. It's a game show that they do on Saturdays, and it's a cross between Jeopardy and The Daily Show.
Oh, okay. So it's questions about current events?
Correct, and it's very funny.
Okay.
They poke a lot of fun at current events, and it's, I mean, I save, in fact, that's one of the shows that I save to where I go, where I know I need something to boost me, to wake me up, because that one just starts to make you thinking, and you're laughing your ass off, too. So
I'll have to definitely check that one out.
I trust me, you will enjoy it. And I can't tell you how many times I've listened to it, and I know there was a crank question about it earlier in the week.
Oh, that would lead me to my next topic, the games that we are all playing on the iPhones and the iPads. Crank. How well do you do on Crank? Because one day last week I was number one the whole day and I was really happy, but then the next day I was like number 18th.
It's a hard game sometimes. This past week I've been sucking, but a couple weeks ago I was in the top three of all my friends every day because I just happened to know every subject. But this past week I've been sucking, and Mr. Daniel Brewer a couple days ago finished up number 20 in the world.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I was totally amazed. I was like, you go, Daniel.
Now today, on today's thing, well, first of all, I don't know how many friends I have. Probably 30 friends on here, maybe 35 friends, I don't know. But today, Amarin's Arthur is number one, and I have dropped down to number 10. Oh,
let me grab mine here. I'm starting up the iPhone.
You're number five.
I'm number five, yeah.
On my list. I don't see. I think it depends on who your friends are, where you are on the list.
I've got one local person who's at the top of my list. This I don't know who this person is. I just noticed they were always playing in the local area, so I friended them.
Ah.
And they are...
Oh, you Skyped out again.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did, because I didn't hear you said, they are... And then you dropped off.
This local person is like in the top three every day.
So this is a smart person.
Makes me wonder if they have two apps of it.
See, you did really well today because you beat me.
today had some good questions.
Yeah, and you know what? I get the most points when I get the answer to those like three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two times. Those were where I make the most points. But I'm loving that game. Now,
yeah.
And you're also playing Words with Friends, right?
That I am.
And I don't know if we have a game going currently or not.
I don't think we do right now. I think I need to restart. I get woogedied out about the whole etiquette of who starts a new game. to do a rematch.
Oh.
Because if you just won it, does the other person think you're a smartass that you're trying to beat them again? And if you just lost it, are your feelings hurt and you don't want to try again, especially if you got beat bad? There's a couple of people I play with. I won't mention any names. Pat Geik. who beat me horribly. And I have a rule that once there's a 100-point difference, I'll just end the game.
Really? Is that what you did with our game? Because you, I beat you 2 days ago.
Yeah, your boyfriend. You and your boyfriend just really beat the pants. I think there was like a 150-point difference.
Oh, yeah. It was 249 to 134.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm giving up. Okay,
so you just give up. You don't finish the game out.
Because it just makes me feel more and more stupid if I can't at least catch up. See, I like those games where there's like up to 20-point difference, and you're really guessing who's going to win, who's going to get the words.
Well, each word that's placed, the winner switches back and forth.
Oh, well, all depends. If you're 150 points behind, it sure doesn't.
That's true.
If you're 150 points behind, there's no chance of winning, so.
Right.
I know that sounds kind of like bad loser of me, but at the same time, I'd rather just start a new game and have a better chance of getting a close game like that I love.
Well, it is kind of a sore loser-ish kind of thing, but that's okay.
I'm a dick.
The difference with the boyfriend and I is he literally stares at the board and looks at strategies and figures out the best gameplay. And what I do is I just look for the biggest word and throw it on the board, and I don't even care.
You and me are like, yeah.
And he gets so mad at me because, like, Jen Fabulous is someone that we play a lot with. And he says, how can you let Jen Fabulous beat you? he gets all mad and stuff. And I'm like, I just like to put the words on the board.
Okay, well, then here on this Tuesday, the 24th of August, I vow I will complete every game from now on.
Okay.
So don't seem like I'm a sore loser and a total douche.
I'm not trying to force you to do that. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, other people have said it, too. And I can understand where they're coming from. It's not that I'm a sore loser. I just, if I know there's no chance in hell, I'm getting out of the war, you know?
You just give up. You're surrendering.
I surrender. I'm France.
Well, now, do you have other games that you play on your iPhone?
I have other games, but... You know, those are my two favorite games because I love the whole thing about them is that you're playing with your friends.
Yes.
And you're interacting with your friends. And for me, that's my favorite thing. And there's just not enough games where you can do that.
I agree, because the other game that the boyfriend really loves is Boggle. But there's no... I mean, you once you get a really high score, then you get your name on a board, but there's no interaction. You're not playing against somebody else. At least the part that I've seen so far, he hasn't done that.
There is one other game that I like, but you play with random people, and it's called Charadium, Charadium, and it's this really cool. It's like Pictionary. You get in a room with up to 8 other people. And everyone takes a round and they get a word, and you have to, on your iPhone, draw the word.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, it's quite fun. And then you try to get other people to guess what the word is. And you get more points the quicker, or is it the longer? I think it's more points the quicker somebody guesses it. And that's a great game that I've just truly fell in love with. But the problem with that is I'm playing with strangers, and I'm not getting to play with my friends.
And you have to play it live then, right?
You play it live, yeah.
Okay. I'll have to look into that one. Say it again.
Charadium. Charadium.
Diium. Okay, cool. I'll have to check that out.
And what other? I think that's really it for as far as my games. I have Plants vs. Zombies. And zombie pizza and zombie dies. I like zombies.
Sounds like you do. Do you like science fiction kind of stuff?
I don't mind science fiction. I'm much more of a horror guy.
Oh, okay.
I like zombies and werewolves and vampires a lot.
And what is the reason for the name Seder 69? Does that have some horror stuff evolved around it?
No, it's actually... it's actually much deeper than that. 69, although people think it's something dirty, is the year I was born, so that's where that came from.
Uh-huh.
Although the dirty connotations, that's good too. I won't argue that. But a satyr is a creature of Greek mythology. Pan is the most famous of all satyrs. And they worked a lot with Dionysus. And they have the legs of a goat and the body of a man. And they are passion personified. They're very... very lustful, very athletic, very debaucherous, hedonistic. And it's just a creature that when I heard about it when I was much younger, I just went, I'm a satyr. I know I'm a satyr in modern times. And there's actually lots of people who feel this way. Although I don't get as deep as other people into, let's say, the religion or the gathering of it, I really feel very closely identified with satyrs.
That's very interesting. It is much deeper than I thought it was.
It's because I'm a slut. That's what it really comes down to. I need a justification, classy justification for me being a slut.
Well, now, your whole slutty sexual thing, that's like a whole other topic for like a whole other show. So I'm serious. That could take up an entire show.
Next Tuesday, we'll have a new podcast, Tuesdays with the Impaler.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Now, you see, you got me all flabbergasted. I was going to go somewhere else, like something much less sexual, like, what did you do this weekend?
What did I do? I just worked. You know, my weekends are usually busy with work. I'm supposed to have the weekends off, but I've been working a lot of weekends.
But that's a good thing, right?
It is, yeah, because I've gone from my – because I've just started a new hotel. I've been there for almost 2 months now. My old hotel, I was barely getting 32 hours a week. Sometimes I was only getting 24. And the cost of living here in Monterey is insane. And I just couldn't exist on 24. I was doing all right with 32. Had to tighten the belt, but 24 – because I had that for a month and a half of 24-hour weeks. And my new hotel, I'm 40 hours, if not plus, usually. And so I'm very happy at my new job, and I love what I do.
That's really good considering the economy.
It is. But see, I do night audit. I work the graveyard shift. It's difficult to find somebody who wants to work that shift.
Oh, that's true.
But for me, it's perfect because I get home, I sleep, and then I'm up by 1 o'clock. And then when I'm in shows, I'm off to rehearsal. And then I have my evenings free for my performances or rehearsals. Beforehand, when I was working at the other place, I might have to go in for an evening shift. And that would screw up my commitment to my theater. And my theater, for me, is another job. It's a second job. I get paid for it. I put in hard hours at it. But so many people think, well, when you're an actor, that's something you want to do. Well, yeah, God forbid I should want to do my job here at this place that's giving my main source of money.
Right.
And a lot of people just don't realize that actors, many of us have a calling, much like you hear priests talk about. Many of us have a calling to do this, to put our lives on the line for pros and cons, good reviews, bad reviews. It's a tough life sometimes.
Well, and you enjoy it. So that's like being able to do what you enjoy.
Oh, I freaking love it. There's nothing better than to being on stage. I've done one movie in my life.
Oh, what was the name of the movie?
It was. It's called The Shift. I know it sounds dirty, but it's it's by Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's on Ellen and Oprah a lot. It's a very new age kind of a self-help movie, but it's really a brilliant film.
And what part did you play?
Well, they filmed it at my old hotel, and when the director heard that I was a local actor, he approached me and said, we'd like to offer you a role in the film, and I hope you don't feel you're being typecast.
Oh, you Skyped out. Damn. You Skyped out just the right time.
Oh, you back?
Now you're back.
The director, when he found out that I was an actor, said, well, I don't want you to think you're typecast, but it's the front desk attendant. And that's the job I had at the hotel. But it was great because they gave me the script. I got to alter my lines to be more true to what we do at our hotel. And it was really nice. But it was so much fun because the hotel actually played kind of like a character in the movie. Dr. Dyer wanted the film shot at this location. And so people came to the hotel after seeing the movie, and they're like, oh, my God, you actually work here. I went, yes, yes, I do.
That's kind of cool. That's very cool.
I actually got to sign a couple autographs. People that had the movie, and I got to autograph the DVD case. It made me giggle every time.
Oh, my gosh, that is funny. So now you have that on your resume.
I do, and I have my one entry on IMDb now.
Oh, my God, you have an IMDb page?
I do.
Oh, my, I'll have to check it out. But I don't.
But it'll only ever have that one movie, because I'm not a movie man.
So you're just a stage guy?
Yeah, I like the crowd. I love the laughter. I love the tears. I love looking out there and just seeing how what I'm doing is affecting them. Now, I will be fully honest, I'm mainly a comedic actor. And so for me to get to make people laugh just fills me with an inner joy that I can't truly talk about.
Express,
there's the word, yeah.
Well, you sound like you would have a lot in common with Pat Geick.
You know, we actually started talking through Twitter, oh gosh, about two, three weeks ago. We didn't know each other. And so now he and I have started talking to each other more and more, and I think we would enjoy each other's company a whole hell of a lot.
I bet you would, too, and you'd have a lot of stuff to talk about, especially if you did like a podcast.
Well, and I'll say that with the QCast guys, too, because they're actors.
That's right. That is right.
I would love to get together just – okay, you know, I've always wanted to go to Gay Days. I think that's just – because I'm a big – I love Disney. I love anything Disney. And to
but
go,
you're too far north, aren't you? How long of a drive would that be?
Well, actually, if I did Gay Days here in California, it's only like a six, seven-hour drive.
That's still kind of long.
Oh, see, that's the thing. That subject makes me giggle. To me, that's nothing. Yeah, it's a bit of a day, but it's just 6 hours. When I was traveling through Europe many, many moons ago, I had a semi boyfriend in the Netherlands. I was on tour with a show, and we stayed with host families. And I
we lost you again.
It's gracious. Am I back?
Yes, you're back.
I acquired a bit of a boyfriend in our first city. And a couple weeks later, I got a free day, and I asked if he wanted to come visit me. He's like, well, that's over on the other side of the country. It's a two-hour drive. I don't know. I'm like, a two-hour drive? That's nothing.
See, I think a two-hour drive could be long, too. That's like taking a vacation.
Oh, for me, that's nothing. Because when I used to live in Fresno, inland in the Central Valley in California. And so Fresno was nice because 2 hours could get you anywhere, mainly out of Fresno, but it could get you just about anywhere. And that was really nice.
Wow. Wow. Oh my gosh. We have been talking for half an hour. Do you realize that?
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Well, what about you? What was your weekend like?
I was just going to say, usually I talk about what I do on the weekend, but the boyfriend and I actually had a very boring weekend. He had pets to deal with this weekend because, you know, he's a part-time pet sitter. And Friday night, what did we do? I went to his house, had dinner, drank some wine, had sex, went to bed.
Nice.
Next day morning, got up.
I'm rubbing off on you already.
We're pretty busy in the bedroom, that's for sure.
That is excellent.
That is excellent? Of course it is.
It's excellent.
And then most of Saturday, I didn't do anything, but like we kind of, it was kind of rainy, I think, and we didn't. Now, of course, I'm forgetting something, and the boyfriend will kill me. But I don't know what it is I'm forgetting, because I don't know that we did all that much. We watched the movie W in the evening after dinner. Yeah, about George W. Bush.
Oh, is that the one with Josh Brolin?
Yes. Mm. And while he's wonderful, the movie was not that great.
Was that an Oliver Stone?
Yes, it was. It was actually, it was not so great that the boyfriend actually got up and like literally was walking out of the theater, even though we were watching it right in the living room.
Oh, not a good sign.
Yeah, he didn't care about that. And then on Sunday, I don't think we did anything on Sunday. Oh, we went for a walk. It was a pretty boring weekend because we had to hang around his house because he had pets. But
What kind of pets?
Oh, he usually babysits cats.
Oh, how nice.
Not at his house. He goes to their house and he feeds them and plays with them and cleans the litter box and stuff like that.
Well, where are their mom and dad at?
Well, they usually take a trip. People are off on business or whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, would you like to do this again next Tuesday?
I would love to do this next Tuesday.
Because there are so many topics we didn't even get into, like what's going on in the news today, religion, politics, you know, all those
things. Religion is a good topic after Miss Ness's podcast.
I know. Didn't you just love that?
God. I don't want to sound like I'm blowing smoke up her ass, but she is a fascinating, fascinating woman.
I agree. That I listened to that podcast this morning, and I was like, you go, girl. She is so good. She can – her shows are really short, and you can – she really gets into the topic in that 15, 20 minutes, and then that's
yes.
– I mean, that's like – that's really concise. And I thought she did a really good job with that religion one.
So. I was just – I was fascinated by it. Every one of her podcasts so far, I'm just like – I'm enthralled.
And I love it how she plays the music, and then literally there's none of this, hello, I'm Nessa, today is whatever. She goes right into the topic.
Right into it. I'm like, how do you do that? How do you just start right into it? And it seems flawless.
I know. It does seem flawless. I don't know how she does it. And I've been podcasting for almost 6 years, you know. So.
But, I mean, I love the part where folks say hi at the beginning. I mean, we don't all have to be Wanda Wisdom where we're saying the same exact montage by rote every episode.
Right.
But at the same time, her just going right into it, it doesn't feel like she's being impartial to us. She's
not at all, no.
Her talking.
Yeah, which I love. I absolutely love it. So kudos for you, Nessa. So, yeah, we should wrap this up. Because my oh my God, we have to remind everybody that Thursday night is the book club for the book When You Don't See Me. Is that what it's called? When You Don't See Me?
Yep.
When You Don't See Me by Timothy James Beck. And Mr. Sater 69 has done his research, and he actually emailed the authors and has a bunch of questions to run a discussion. Not that he's going to run it, but he did all the work for me to get the questions. Of course, I could let him. Actually, I could let you do it if you want to. But
No.
But if you have read the book and you would like to join us in the conversation on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. on Pride 48, please let me know. I have one listener who it will be his first time joining us on a podcast.
Oh, cool.
To help discuss the book because he's finished the book.
And can I say page 278 has my favorite quote in the whole book?
See, my Kindle app doesn't tell me what page number it is.
Because, oh, my goodness. That's right.
Because I've changed the font size, so it changes the page numbers and all that thing. What is the quote? Do you want to tell us now, or do you want to save it for Thursday?
I want to save it for Thursday. Okay. But there's one quote on page 278 that I think is the epitome of the book to me.
All right. That's good.
Is it in a letter
from somebody?
No, it's him talking to Daniel.
Okay.
At the party, at the last party.
Okay, I'm not there yet. I'm 77% done.
Look at you, not done yet.
Hey, it's Tuesday. I still have two more days.
I force myself not to read too much because I like to get home from work and read a chapter of a book. But this, at some points, this book will just draw you right into the next chapter so quickly.
See, I don't think so. I'm not feeling this book all that much.
Ooh, I can't wait till Thursday now.
I know. We have a lot to talk about. And you know what, too? Since you helped me decide the next book.
That's correct.
I already downloaded that in the iBooks application, and I started perusing that a little bit, which I shouldn't
Stop
do.
Stop that.
I know.
Stop that.
That's the book I'm looking forward to reading.
What's today? Today is the 24th. My Amazon package might be downstairs. I need to go check my mail.
Well, there you go.
It's supposed to arrive today or tomorrow.
Very good. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me, and I kind of would like to, you know, if this works out, make you a co-host once a week. Would you be interested in having me,
and I would love to be your co-host. We're like a podcasting odd couple, because you're all classy, and I'm a pig.
I don't know that you could say I'm all classy, but thank you.
You drink wine, and I drink Kool-Aid.
Do you drink at all, any alcohol?
I don't. I'm a teetotaler.
Oh, that's we talked about that on Thursday night.
I just don't like the taste of most alcohol. There's a couple drinks I like, but for the most part, I don't like the taste of alcohol. Oh, and by the way, the winery I work at is having a sale, so you should be expecting something in the next couple weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to send y'all something.
Well, don't make it expensive. Please go cheap, cheap, cheap if you do anything. I don't want you spending money.
No, the main thing is I just want you to have one of our wines.
Okay.
I want you to try one of ours. And we have these really cool half bottles, which I think I can afford. I'm going to send you to a half bottle.
Oh, that's just even so better, yeah.
Y'all can try it and tell me what you like. Tell me if it's good. I'll still tell the boss it is. But since I don't drink wine, I have no idea.
Well, we certainly will. We certainly will tell you. So, all right. Well, listen, do you want to plug anything? Because I think you have. Do you have a website yet?
I love when you ask me that. Do I want to plug anything? Well, yeah, there's a surfer down the street.
Oh, God.
See, I'm telling you, pig. I am a pig.
You are.
No, right now it's still the audio booze. I want to say I'm 75% done with the podcast. That's a great topic we'll talk about next week. I got my first negative feedback.
Already?
My audio boo. And
Is it a comment on the audio boo site?
It's a comment on the audio boo site. I talked about a show I saw, and the director left a comment.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
I'm like, well, how the hell did he find this? And then I struggled. Do I take down the boo? I said,
no. You don't take it down.
Face if we were open to that kind of discussion. And honestly, I wish we were. I wish I could say, hey, this is what I thought of your show. Do you mind if I be honest in my critique? But he took umbrage at one thing I said. But it just made me worry about, oh, God, he is a director who I work with, and is this going to ruin my chances with him? But I hope not. I hope he's open to the fact that this is just my opinion.
Well, he should be. He really should be. Well, that's a good little teaser to get people to go over to Audioboo and read the comment from the guy.
Oh, but I don't know if I want people to, like... See, the thing with Audioboo is I don't know if anybody else... If you leave a comment, if somebody else can read other comments, because I don't want it to become an attack on him, because his opinion is valid. And that's my main thing, is I don't like to offend many people as much as offensive as I am.
Really?
I like to make people laugh. I like to shock people. That's why my Mexican wrestling name is El Scandaloso. But I don't want to really hurt anyone.
Was that the werewolf boo?
No, that was last night. This is the rent review boo.
Oh, that must have been a while ago.
It was last Friday, Saturday.
All right, I'm going to have to click on your name and find it then. Because I'm trying to go there now before you delete it.
No, I've decided I'm not going to delete it. I'm not ashamed of anything.
That's got three responses.
I didn't say anything that I thought was rude or hurtful. And it's just my opinion of what the boo says.
All right. Well, now we really got to wrap this up. Now I'm going to have to, because I want to read
41
that.
Minutes.
Yes. Again, thank you for being on this episode. And next week you'll be my co-host for another Tuesday podcast. Okay?
You got it. Tuesdays with the Impaler. With Honey and the Seder.
Excellent. Well, why don't you say it with me? Until next time. Bye.
Bye.